gotta be done.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
You got it.
We see the earth now.
You got it.
Well, every radio broadcast we engage in is extremely important. But this one, obviously, more than many of the others. It is Sunday, the 12th day of August 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. Okay. Coming up in about 35 minutes from now, we're going to have Max Keiser on with us, former stockbroker, inventor of the virtual trading systems. He is going to be joining us to break down the controlled implosion of Europe that is being segued into the controlled implosion of our economy by design. And we're going to break down the Reuters article carried by Chicago Tribune and others. Exclusive. U.S. banks told to make plans for preventing collapse. But then they go on to say it was largely held secret. There's nothing really new in this article, but it did get some attention in the last few days, Saturday and today, saying that, yes, in 2010, plans were drawn up to deal with a second banking crisis or collapse and for there to be no, quote, government bailouts, taxpayer bailouts. Same thing was done in 2008. They make you beg to basically have a tax to the banksters to prop up their derivatives that are impossible to prop up. But now they're admitting that the recession never ended almost 4 years ago. Now they're admitting the globe is in a depression. More and more experts are breaking this down. And our police and military sources are saying, and you've heard them on air, but you've also seen it in the news, they're preparing for civil unrest. They're delivering giant black armored war wagons to every major city. The Secretary of the Army is saying only the Army can keep order. But the economy's so great, but we're going to have local governments collapse and go bankrupt and then have the military roll in. And Ron Paul, back in May, warned of this. And he also warned before that, back in February of this year. But he's been warning, going back to my film Matrix of Evil that I shot here in Austin in 2003, about once the globalists implode the world economy by design with derivatives, the great danger comes when they pose as the saviors. So Max Keiser is going to be joining us coming up a little bit after the bottom of the hour, and he'll be with us for the balance of the broadcast. And we're going to take your calls in the second hour for Max here today. Your questions, your comments, your statements about the true nature of the economy. Now, some people say, hey, let's put a good face on this. This is all confidence-based. And if we were in an economy that wasn't fully manipulated, yeah, confidence is important. But the only confidence out there is in the globalists. They want to destroy confidence in the real economy. They can very hard to operate if not an insider. The globalists exempt themselves to crony monopoly world. So the only system that they allow there to be confidence in is their fraud that is based in our enslavement. And so we have to create zero confidence by pointing out this criminal operation, or they're going to be able to complete their takeover and their implosion. The only way out of this is waking up to the fact that it's been engineered and these people are bragging about it. So that is the big issue we're going to be breaking down. When we come back, we'll play part of Ron Paul's warning. We'll get into all this news. There's a lot of other news. The reporter that broke it a year ago says that it was really a pedophile ring there in Pervert Valley. Well, of course it is. But now it's in the news that Sandusky was pimping little kids. Of course he was. Now the president who helped cover it up there at the university has been sent to Homeland Security.
every day. Nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends, and thank you for joining us. We are live on this 12th day of August, 2012. Thank you so much for joining us. Former top stockbroker, even worked with George Soros and his son, and, of course, invented what is now used as the virtual trading software by Goldman Sachs and others. Max Keiser, a worldwide TV host and radio host, will be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour. He's over in Europe. It's late at night there, but I'm going to twist his arm to join us for about an hour and 20 minutes or so, so that in the second hour today, we can open the phones up for your economic questions or statements. And he's got some big inside dirt on J.P. Morgan. Chase, over and over again, he's broken big stories here on the air. He rarely contacts us. We usually end up contacting him to come on. He contacted us Friday after the show and said, I got something big. How soon can I get on? And I said, Sunday. So well, the producer did. So he'll be joining us. Here's the deal. We got Paul Ryan being picked as the VP for Mitt Romney. Gonna get into that. We've got Daily Mail and others reporting Jerry Sandusky shared boys he molested with other high profile pedophiles linked to Penn State as part of a sex ring. Gee, do you think fish swim in the sea? He was raping kids in the middle of the workday in the showers. The former head of the school that helped cover it up, the Washington Post, is reporting Graham Spanner has been sent to a national security job so secret we can't be told what it is at the Department of Homeland Enslavement. Gee, I got a lot of heat saying that Paterno knew what was going on when this first broke last year. Of course, you know, they've pulled down his statue now. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the only thing that never ceases to amaze me is the depths of the naivete. 18-plus children. I found press reports before this even reportedly broke. I went back and found articles from 1992. This supposedly all started in the late 90s. I remember having a Senator John DeCamp on, who wrote the Franklin cover-up more than a decade ago, when he said that his investigations of child molesters running the government, of course, DeCamp was also former CIA, went all the way to places like the Penn State football program. And, of course, in that interview from more than 10 years ago, I think it was 12 years ago, people found it online. You hear me saying, let's not go there. No, no, no. That hasn't been adjudicated in court and shutting him down. He said Boys Town in Pennsylvania was doing it. That came out years later. I mean, the stuff that he discovered is unbelievable, but confirmed. It is just the depths of evil that have taken over. I mean, look at the reports out where the head of Homeland Security in New York is suing Janet Napolitano, and he's got a bunch of men lined up as witnesses. They would do things reportedly to the men in Homeland Security, I mean senior deputy directors and people in the Justice Department, that I can't even say on air, even though it's in the New York Daily News and other places from the suit. These people are crazy. Okay? And this is only the tip of the iceberg. So, again, I told you, ladies and gentlemen, if they're raping kids in broad daylight on weekdays in the showers at the field house, that means the entire system's involved. I don't know how many of you played football. I played football, wasn't very good at it. But let me tell you, middle of the week in a field house, it's full of people. At night, it's full of coaches watching film tapes. Field houses at a high school are full of people, much less a major college. They're like an anthill. Okay. That's the kind of news we'll get to later. Let me just get into Paul Ryan now. But here's what the big broadcast is about today. This is what the meat of the broadcast is about today. The military admits now that they're preparing for civil emergency. Martial law, by another name, is still martial law. The quote, Shakespeare, arose, still arose by any other name. Tyranny is still tyranny by any other name. Now, this is a long-term program. This is going on before we went into the Depression in 2008 with all the Cook numbers, how we left the recession 4 years ago, and the fake Nielsen ratings and the fake Gallup poll and just this whole fake system they spew at us. But if you look at what's happening with the euro, if you look at what's happening around the world, the 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion plus, in fake derivatives that make Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay blush, if you look at all of that, it is hundreds of times what we owe or what we could ever pay back. The banksters that run the six mega banks that have bragged that they've that they have conquered the world. This cancer has taken over, and as Max Kaiser said a few weeks ago on my show, I'm always pointing out these people are cancer, they want to take over. If cancer had a consciousness, it would think that it was survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, it's its right to take over, when really it kills the host. And Kaiser said, yeah, cancer is programmed to take it all. They're programmed to take it all. They will take it all. They've got the mainstream media up there shilling for them, the establishment facade. Now that facade is crumbling, they're coming in with internet censorship and control of the new media and presidential alerts breaking in over radio and TV and your cell phone. But bottom line, before we go to break and come back and I really break this down, system-wide, not just here but all over the world, because it's a global system, These Ponzi scheme operators got the planet to buy into based on the dollar. They are preparing for a total collapse from which the banksters are going to pose as the saviors. And a big telltale sign of when they're getting ready to drop the hammer is when you start seeing news articles in Fox News, Chicago Tribune, Reuters, Washington Times. I mean, I've got them all here. About martial law, about highway checkpoints, about financial collapse, but just starting to report on it like it's not a bad thing. The Washington Times is saying it is a bad thing. But the others are talking about how great this is. Hey, gee, I wish our city had some troops marching around. I've actually played newscasts here in St. Louis where they have regular army driving around in tanks arresting people and running checkpoints, and they got guys in the news going, gee, I think it's really great. Wish they'd stay. Well, don't worry, they will. So this is the conversion of our economy into the Ponzi scheme. They sign on your pensions, the country, everything, to too big to fail. And it's designed to black hole everything into it with the bankers regulating it with a total centralized system picking winners and losers, a.k.a. monopoly cronyism, mafia kleptocrat government. Fascism, corporatism is not a good enough word for it. With socialism at the bottom of it to keep the public through socialism that leads into communism dependent on systems that offshore banks run. Because they've got to have groups that'll burn the cities down if they don't get their welfare checks or if the welfare checks stop having purchasing power. And that's the question I want to pose here. I'm going to write an article with Watson the next few days dealing with historically other empires, Rome and others, bringing in large immigrant populations, creating large welfare populations, the exact same thing's been done before. all of those ancient civilizations, and even modern ones, end up collapsing in large swaths of burning. So Rome burned, will the West? There's already fires and riots and police shooting people all over Europe. Once beautiful bastions of wealth are pitted out husk. Argentina, just 15 years ago, was the richest country south of the United States. 100 years ago, the saying was as rich as in Argentine. They were even richer than the people in the U.S. per capita. All of that's gone, totally enslaved, disheveled, because they signed on to the Ponzi scheme. Here's the point. The globalists want to implode things, to buy everything up for pennies on the global digital currency, strategic reserves, special drawing rights, SDRs. So when we come back, Ron Paul's warning of it, of how they're going to stage the collapse, then bring in martial law as the solution. We're going to break that down, play a clip from a talk Ron Paul gave. Then we're going to get Max Keiser on about this and a lot more. Stay with us. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it. And I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.0970. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.50.05, $8.25.03 for a half ounce, or $4.12.51 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.50.05, $8.25.03, and $4.12.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Alex Jones here. We are back live on this Sunday broadcast. Well, a lot of people are really excited because mainline neocon radio told them that Paul Ryan is so conservative that George Washington basically worships him from the grave. The problem is his record, not his rhetoric, but his record. He supported No Child Left Behind, the federal takeover of education, the prescription drug benefit known as the largest expansion of welfare state since Lyndon Johnson's Transportation Security Administration. He helped set that up as well, the TSA, to grope everybody. That harasses all the travelers and gropes your family. He supported the Patriot Act, giving government enhanced powers for warrantless snooping. The Troubled Asset Relief Program that bailed out the too big to fail. Trillions of dollars of your money to the foreign banks. He supported bailing out General Motors and using your tax money to ship it to China. And the National Defense Authorization Act, the secret arrest and killing of U.S. citizens. In short, he is a typical Bush-era Republican. That's what Jack Kenny, New American Magazine, wrote. We've got a story up at Infowars.com, and I agree with those statements. Paul Ryan's Tea Party problem, voted for bailouts before he was against it. Yes. And again, people say, well, then what are you going to do, vote for Obama? No. I'm just saying, let's get honest here. The global offshore banks that are financing Mitt Romney and financing Obama get what they want. And these guys are puppets at the end of the day. Sure, with Obama, you get some really nasty anti-Second Amendment Chicago crime syndicate people who are really dangerous. But Mitt Romney has supported banning semi-autos before. And you notice we've seen Fox News promoting banning the owning of semi-autos. We've seen Bill Kristol. We've seen Rupert Murdoch. We've seen Bill O'Reilly. We've seen Michael Savage come out and say, you know what? Ban semi-autos. And if that doesn't concern so-called conservatives, you know, I'm just a constitutionalist. Thomas Jefferson was called a classical liberal. Well, you know what? I like Thomas Jefferson. I've read his writings. I like what he had to say. You want to call me right-winger, left-winger, whatever. I want freedom. Okay? And when foreign banks in hundreds of publications, we wrote an article a few weeks ago titled Banks Declare They've Conquered the U.S. and Europe. And it has all the video clips of the head of the EU and the head of Goldman Sachs and CNBC and The Economist magazine bragging that they've conquered us and that they're going to use the crisis. Got Herman Von Rompuy, at that time head of the EU, now he's head of the council, saying we're going to use this crisis to bring in the world government, and we're going to use the crisis to take over. In fact, I've got articles here today where the Federal Reserve chief was on national news, Friday? And then again this morning, Bernanke of the private Federal Reserve saying, Europe needs more centralization and more power and more taxes. And then lectures the people, says they're lazy. Folks, the Europeans aren't lazy. I mean, what, are Americans working three jobs on average apiece lazy too? No. Most of the money doesn't even go to welfare. It goes to these cronies. And the Fed chief was talking about all this dictatorial control they want. There's two articles up at DrudgeReport.com. These are also at Infowars.com. right there in the middle column. They've moved down from the top. One of them is something we reported on a week ago, but it's finally getting out there, and that's good news. The Civil War of 2016. U.S. military officers are told to plan to fight Americans in a, quote, Tea Party insurrection. And it just goes on to talk about how they believe the main threat is going to be the Tea Party and linking up with Al-Qaeda. And you're like, that's ridiculous. The Tea Party is so Islamophobic that they see a Sheikh who isn't even Muslim. People started wanting to attack like piranhas. But whatever, you heard it, Tea Party, you are with Al-Qaeda. Of course, I told you the internal documents already said that. You've heard that here about 5,000 times, probably. No exaggeration. I say it every day the last 4 years since we got secret documents 3.5 years ago saying returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, literally in the army drills, the bad guys wear overalls or coveralls and John Deere hats. We even have footage of it in my films where they films like Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, my fourth Police State film. And the guys they fight are wearing farmer outfits. Okay. The military doesn't train to fight Al-Qaeda. Our military trains Al-Qaeda. They used them against the Russians, the Serbs in the mid-90s, and then they used them against Libya and now Syria. And the CFR came out last week and said, quote, we need Al-Qaeda. I have links to that in articles right now saying how good they are. So, see, Al-Qaeda is now good. The TSA needs to go down your pants to check and see if check and see if Hank Williams is hiding under there, because that's basically who they don't like. So here it is, and it's the Washington Times, and they have links to there's a whole bunch of military reports. And then Drudge also links to our report by Suzanne Hosel. U.S. Army Tactical Manual describes how to control domestic insurrection. That's another one. How to put you in a re-education camp. Oh, it's public. They don't even hide that. The FEMA camps that don't exist, Lynn Beck said so. So I thought you might want to just check those two out. Because here's the issue. I'm going to say this very, very slowly because we have new listeners. We're going to go to Ron Paul before we go to Kaiser, because I'm going to have him on in the next hour. We're going to come back and play a clip from Ron Paul and go to Max Kaiser. But I want to say right now, foreign megabanks are bragging. Can we cue that clip up from CNBC that I played 20 times? They're bragging everywhere that they've conquered America. And to make sure they fully bankrupt us under their control, they have been training the military to take our guns and put us in labor camps and collapse society. And Ron Paul's talking about this. And they're going to use the giant welfare hordes as the weapon to make us beg for it. So here is a clip of them bragging that we're under global government run by international bankers. Here it is.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about in that.
All right. Let's just stop right there. And they go on with all four guests admitting we're under global government and slave to bankers. But in our article, bankers declare they've conquered the U.S. and Europe. We've got clips of them saying they've conquered us and laughing about it, because they know you're watching the Olympics. They know you're watching Dancing with the Stars. They know you're watching America's Got Talent. They know you're watching, you know, paint dry. Okay, I'm not saying you're bad that you are. But the point is, these criminals that make Bernie Madoff look like an angel are in control right now.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale.
liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
My friends, the United States and the rest of the world is being mopped up. We've already been captured to a great extent. But we're going into draconian authoritarian oppression because the ruling class, that happens to be private central bankers, they hired the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center the last 50 years to demonize anybody that pointed that out, including congressmen. They have people arrested in Europe that point that out. They have now openly themselves bragged. We have captured you through fraud. Now we're going to take over what's left. Now we're going to shut down your cities via Agenda 21 and carbon taxes. Ha, ha, ha. And now my military sources, but also in mainstream news, and my police sources are saying October, late October, early November, total collapse. Chicago Tribune saying that, that the federal government's getting the big six mega banks, five of them U.S., ready during a collapse to not have federal help. Just really incredible information. I have a video showing all these articles up at Infowars.com titled U.S. Banks Told to Prepare for Total Collapse. That's up there, red linked at Infowars.com under it. I'm driving into work Friday and see a drone over 290. I got footage of it, got out, found the operator. It was TxDOT. You want to see that footage, it's up at Infowars.com. So these are proliferating so much now that I can't even drive to work. Of course, past that was a checkpoint on the road, too, for trucks, but it blocks the road. It's just such a free country. So we're going to be going over all of that right before Max Kaiser leaves us. Now, it's close to midnight over there in Europe on the continent where he joins us from. We're going to be going to him here in just a second to go over this. But here's the $64 million statement. If we do not identify the globalists as the culprits of this, they're going to continue the collapse because it's designed, they brag it is, to consolidate power as they pose as the saviors. So they're always busy telling you you're not in a recession or depression, but give us more power or you will be, as they walk us in to this system that they brag they're establishing. We'll talk to Max Kaiser for the balance of this hour and as much of the next hour as he can do as we take phone calls in the next hour. But first, here's Ron Paul, just an excerpt. The full speech is up at Infowars.com. Ron Paul warns Americans of coming economic collapse, and he's getting into point three here. The dollar is inevitable to fail. Will other currencies fail first, and then it? They're all tied to it, or will it fail first? Here is a few minutes of that, then we'll go to Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com. Here it is.
It's impossible to predict the time when confidence will be lost, but it can come quickly. Resorting to buying other paper currencies will not be of much help. When the dollar crashes, most likely the purchasing power of all currencies, since all currencies hold dollars as a reserve, will go down as well. This means that dollars and other currencies will go into buying consumer items, precious metals, and other physical properties. Consumer prices will soar, as well as interest rates. The central bank will lose control, and the more they inflate, the worse the confidence becomes. The interest rates will respond to these efforts by rising sharply. If the Fed tries to reverse the run on the dollar, interest rates will also soar, and the pain on the American citizens will be of such proportion that political chaos will result. Either scenario leads to political and social chaos, the third event, and the most dangerous. With no ability of the federal government to fund its commitments, international or domestic, major changes will occur in our system. The social unrest will elicit cries for government to exert unusual force to head off a complete breakdown of law and order. The ultimate trap will be set for a system of government claiming to protect a free society. If more power and police authority are not given to the federal government, it will be argued that only anarchy will result. If more government policing power is given, it will mean a lethal threat to civil liberties. Already, we have permitted the notion that a single person, the Attorney General or the President, can decide who is an enemy combatant, thus denying that individual the right of habeas corpus, permitting indefinite detentions without charges made. This attitude towards civil liberties has changed significantly since the fear built around 9/11. Yes, I know, declaring one an enemy combatant is reserved only for the radical Muslims engaged in terrorism against the United States. To be reassured by this reasoning is quite dangerous and naive. Logic should not lead us to equate suspects with terrorists and include American citizens. And yet, this has already been set by precedent. Under difficult circumstances, our political leaders will not be hesitant to use these powers to maintain order. Tragically, the people may even demand it. We are rapidly moving toward a dangerous time in our history. Society as we know it is vulnerable to political and social unrest. This impending crisis comes as a consequence of our flawed foreign and domestic economic policies, a silly notion about money, ignorance about central banking, and ignoring the onerous power and mischief of out-of-control intelligence agencies. our unsustainable welfare state and a willingness to sacrifice privacy and civil liberties in an attempt to achieve safety and security from an inept government. Dangerous times indeed. What can be done about it? Must we wait for the inevitable and expect to restore our liberties in a street fight against the overwhelming power of the state? Not a good option. The only way that we can prevent blood from running in the streets is to offer a better idea of the proper role of government in a society that desires first and foremost liberty. And that is impossible without a firm commitment by our thought leaders to the ideas of freedom. The source of all creative energy and prosperity. An all-powerful state is the threat to that.
The all-powerful state is the threat. That's what America's built on. And Max Keiser, 3.5 years ago in the Obama deception, broke down exactly what would happen economically. And we've now seen it unfold. He'll be with us throughout the next hour. He joins us from the continent of Europe right now, normally of France. He's in Amsterdam right now. And, of course, Max Keiser is a filmmaker, broadcaster, former broker, and options trader. He is known for his invention of virtual specialist technology, a software system used by the Hollywood Stock Exchange, and a lot of the new systems are based on that. And for his accurate predictions of global economic events, he correctly predicted the Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac breakdown and what happened in the Iceland's economy, and it just goes on and on. He's labeled J.P. Morgan the biggest financial terrorist on Wall Street. And he's got some breaking news on them, but we'll get to that when we start the next hour. We're going to break here in a few minutes, Max. You heard what Ron Paul was just talking about. It's now confirmed they're gearing up the military for every U.S. city and telling banks get ready for collapse, but telling the public everything is just fine. Max Keiser, what is the real state of the world economy right now?
Hey, Alex. Great to be on. Well, last time I was on your show, remember you asked me to make a prediction when this global collapse is coming. I said, on the outside, maybe 9 months. But even in those short few days since I spoke with you last, it seems like the drumbeats are beating louder toward this idea of a global financial collapse. And the banking regulators are asking all the big banks around the world to come back to them with a worst-case scenario. What do you have on your books, and how would you go through a collapse? And interesting, J.P. Morgan, of course, responded. They said that they've got a negative equity of about $30 or $40 billion on their books, so the entire $140 billion market cap would be gone in an Enron-like instant. Of course, they're totally plugged into the Fed and the Treasury, which would collapse the Fed and the Treasury and the U.S. dollar. So when Ron Paul talks about the collapse of the U.S. dollar, what you fill in here for those who are following this at home and want to get the whole playbook, first we see the collapse of J.P. Morgan, then the collapse of the Treasury and the Fed, then the collapse of the dollar, brought about by J.P. Morgan's books, which have $90 trillion worth of what they call derivatives, basically claims that are impossible to ever fulfill, that's bigger than the entire gross domestic product of the entire planet Earth. $90 trillion, just one bank.
All right, now stay there, Max, because, again, you're retired at a young age, former stockbroker, inventor of a lot of the modern systems they use today. But come back in layman's terms, even for our business listeners. Break down the point we're reaching right now and why they've got armored vehicles being loaded off trains in every major city right now for the American people and the people of Europe. Why are they gearing up for total collapse? Can it be averted? Stay with us. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with the Fuel Saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The Fuel Saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I've been watching the globalists, through fraudulent derivatives, buy off governments, media, buy up the defense contractors, and brag that they're establishing this authoritarian world government. And I got a better idea. How about the national sovereignty kick in and we arrest all these people? Now, they've got all our pension funds, everything bound to their fraud, but they're planning on taking it all. I mean, a great quote from Max Keiser when he was on a few weeks ago. He said, Alex, they're like cancer, these bankers. They're anti-free market, and they're programmed to take it all. Cancer is programmed to take it all. So in layman's terms, there's been big breaking news in the Financial Times this weekend on Friday about J.P. Morgan and their balance sheet. You, again, said they were short. You said it would start in London with silver about a year ago here. So break down the technicals of that. But in generalities, where the world economy is, because a few weeks ago you said, because you never really talked like this, you said, no, the collapse is coming. You know, now it's basically can't be reversed. The only question is, will we let them fully take over and only make it worse? Max Keiser.
Yeah, the outside, my prediction was April of next year when taxes are collected in the U.S. and a huge shortfall will become evident. And U.S. AAA rated bonds, which are now AA plus, will be downgraded to single A or less. And that will, at the very outset of this prediction, will trigger a chain reaction of U.S. debt default collapse and dollar collapse. But between now and then, it could, any number of events could happen that would trigger the collapse beforehand. And as far as the news that broke last week, that front page story in the Financial Times talking about the CFTC, Commodity Futures Trading Corporation, which is the regulator that overlooks commodity futures trading, including silver trading, run by Garrett Gensler, a former Goldman Sachs guy. They made a comment, a guy named Bart Chilton, who's one of the people over the CFTC. I know from dealing with him through the box office futures contracts, what his reputation is not good. But they made a statement saying that they see a lot of devious trading in silver. They're not sure whether they're going to prosecute. And the way this was played out in the media was that, oh, well, the Max Keiser crashed J.P. Morgan, buy silver crashed J.P. Morgan campaign. You see, the CFTC is saying that there is no evidence of wrongdoing in the silver market. Now, this is the same CFTC and other regulators who oversee the LIBOR market. Of course, a massive $500 trillion scandal.
Yeah, let's just stop right there because I just showed a Fox News with a headline about economic collapse from a few weeks ago. And it breaks down that the federal government's now spending 50% a year more than it takes in. But you're saying by next April when the taxes come due to the private Federal Reserve, that it's going to become even bigger and that that'll be a big trigger. But getting back to LIBOR, yeah, tell folks about that because that's almost gotten, you know, swept under the rug that, hey, the bankers do get together and collude to screw us.
No, as Ron Paul would tell you, for every dollar in tax the government collects, they spend $1.40 in money that they have no way of ever paying back. And that ratio is getting completely out of control. As the debt ceiling is breached over and over again, it'll be breached again very soon. But this CFTC report relating to silver, they're trying to spin it as if, well, this idea of buying silver, you don't do that because you're not going to crash J.P. Morgan in doing so. But it misses some very key points here. First of all, the reason you would want to buy silver to crash J.P. Morgan is not to satisfy the regulator. That's not who we're doing this for. We're not trying to get the regulator to regulate better because there's no hope of that ever happening. We're saying that the regulator, in this case CFTC, is never going to blow the whistle on J.P. Morgan's illegal activities or the CFTC. But what we can do is we can buy silver to protect ourselves. And the point I made then and the point I'll make today is that this collapse is coming. And in my opinion, instead of being passive and watching from the sidelines, I believe everybody should try to hasten the collapse by buying physical silver. This would bring the collapse about sooner, but if you are positioned correctly with your physical silver, you'll have the wealth. Your silver will start to trade to $100, $200, $300 an ounce from the current $28 an ounce. The banksters will go bankrupt. And you'll have the money. We'll have the money.
Okay, I want to get more into this technical thing later if we talk about the general issues and take some calls. But if you just joined us, London Guardian reported on your plan to expose the fact that J.P. Morgan, from your sources, is manipulating silver prices. I mean, that's like asking if a bear goes to the bathroom in the woods or if the sun comes up in the morning. And now it's back in the Financial Times and the Business Insider, and they have the regulators a year later responding, saying, oh, no, don't punch me there. That won't hurt me. I mean, they're crying uncle. They're tapping out. Why would they be squealing now trying to discredit this idea? Well, we know. Precious metals, but other commodities, expose inflation. So the big banks have been in there manipulating. That's not been debated, really, to drive down their prices. But if they go to QE3 in the fall of the winter, it's going to send it racing back up above, even mainline banks. I saw CNBC a few weeks ago saying Morgan Stanley and others are saying $2,000 gold this year. I'm not saying that's going to happen, but this whole, oh, please, don't listen to Max Keiser. Having federal regulators, the head regulator, respond to you, is that a sign that they're very freaked out right now? Or were they just out of the blue responding to you when they never want to respond to anybody?
No, when silver jumped from 25, where we talked about it last year, to 50, that put a serious dent on J.P. Morgan's balance sheet, and we saw evidence of that a couple of weeks ago when they came out with this $2 billion, but then it became a $9 billion loss from what is called the London Whale in London. That's a direct result of covering their silver shorts. They used their balance sheet in this smorgasbord of fraud where they can just move gains and losses from any vision of anywhere in the world.
And by the way, not to toot your horn again, you did call who had really gotten the $2 billion of MF Global, John Corzine money. You said the head of J.P. Morgan called up and said, I'm going to blow your head off if you don't give me that money. Now, that never came out in the news, but it did come out. The money did go to J.P. Morgan Chase.
Yeah, that's right. It did go to J.P. Morgan Chase. I was the first to point that out. And that's exactly right. And they're involved in so many aspects of this global fraud because they're the market maker. They're the clearing firm. They're the bank that stands as the counterparty for the global derivatives business. When I say that J.P. Morgan has $90 trillion of derivatives on their own books, part and parcel with that is that they're the market maker and counterparty to this global business because they get a fee on every single one of these trades. But the fact is, and what this FDIC demand for these banks prepare for banking Armageddon is for them to submit what their true state of the balance sheets are. Morgan came in with a negative net worth, negative $34 billion. So they have a market cap of $140 billion. So once the cascade effect starts to cripple this bank irreparably, going the way of Enron, their stock's going to go to zero. They've used their own stock to collateralize naked short sales in the silver futures market.
Sure, well, listen, I want to break this down, but I want to move a little bit slower here because I study this all the time and barely understand it, but and I know some of the listeners may have trouble following this. The average radio show goes, what is your favorite color? You know, Bill Clinton good, George Bush bad, or Al Gore bad, Mitt Romney good. So, I mean, I want to be able to go over all this for people, but the point is, you're saying it's getting towards the end of the line. You got a company worth $140 billion, or even, well, I mean, in real numbers, negative $30-plus billion, with a derivatives hangover of $90-plus trillion, and that's even in the Washington Post. Bank of America, 70-something trillion, Wells Fargo. I mean, these type of numbers, and they think we're so stupid, they're going to have government sign us onto their debt while lecturing us that we don't work hard enough.
Yeah, I mean, think of Hurricane Katrina. The levees broke, and those people found themselves in a very bad situation. That's the derivatives market. The levees that hold it back, all the fraud, are cracking. And the global banking is even the Bank of International Settlements in Switzerland, which is the central bank of central banks. They're issuing warnings internally to these central banks at the Fed, ECB, Bank of England, flashing the warning signs like, you guys need to boost your collateral immediately. You are cracking. You are breaking. Alert.
Yeah, that's
alert.
What they're telling them in Reuters. They say, start selling your hard assets now before it plunges. You won't get anything once it starts. We've got to keep the big six Federal Reserve banks up.
Well, look at what the UK did. In order to support the derivatives market, Gordon Brown, when he was there at the Exchequer, he sold half of Britain's gold supply to satisfy this global derivatives market. Now when the crash is coming, the UK is in a horrible position. They have less than 300 tons of gold. It's one of the worst positions in the world. Only the countries with gold are going to survive this thing. And, you know, interestingly, Italy has 2,500 tons of gold. They're in a good position. The U.S. has 8,000 tons of gold, ostensibly. They're actually, if that gold is there, they're in a relatively good position. The Eurozone has 12,000 tons.
Hey, well, we got to go to break, Max. Stay there. Here's the toll-free number to join us. We're going to break it all down in the next hour, 877-789-ALEX. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.